bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, pizza boxes, sex dolls, and the wife's remains, plus Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old all of our old bits.
All material. The old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
That's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
Here's a sneak peek at tonight's episode of Celebrity Virgins.
Wow. Tim, here, give me your hand. Feel how wet I am.
Whoa. Your pants are completely soaked.
I know. I guess we know why they call this ride Splash Mountain now, huh?
Yep. Hey, you want to go ride the Tomorrowland Speedway cars again?
Sure. But you better not keep ramming me from behind this time.
I won't. I promise.
Celebrity Virgins on Bob and Tom Television. Uh-huh. It's not that sexy.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
We have Mr. McGee. Do we have another world record over there in sports?
Stupid. We do?
Another
oh, my gosh.
Do I?
This is a 3 for 3.
Now, the first one involves a golden retriever with 6 tennis balls in his mouth. Well, you got to see the picture. It's so sweet.
It's a dog, Tom. You don't.
I would rather associate with a dog
I know
than
you
most
would.
People.
I know that.
Have you been around people lately?
Yeah.
Yeah. More dogs, fewer people. That's my motto.
They're the worst, right, people?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I mean, if some guy came up to you with 6 tennis balls in his mouth, you go, oh, that's cool.
I'd love a guy? It.
Yeah.
Not really.
Remember the cover of that Rolling Stones album where the guy has all those balls in his mouth?
Didn't Johnny Bench set a record for holding baseballs in one hand?
It's a famous picture.
Yeah, that was in his hand, not in his
12
mouth.
12 or so.
Mr. Bench, it's a distinctly different skill. I don't want people to think that Mr. Bench can hold.
Here's how conversation works. You present an idea, I present an idea. Instead of you present an idea and then the other person goes, oh, really? Tell me more.
Okay, I'm sorry. Over you have a world record you want to talk about?
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Don't you hate when mom and dad fight?
A man in Flatbush.
Flatbush, huh?
Flatbush.
Yeah. Maybe she needs some gel.
Maybe some moose down there would be nice.
Maybe some looser panties.
There should be somewhat of a mound, right?
My
God.
There
should be a little bit of a mound.
I remember that Playboy magazine article, The Girls of Flatbush.
Yeah.
It was very weird.
I want everyone to keep an eye on Josh.
Their bushes looked like that NFL announcer with the flat top.
Howie Long?
Howie Long. That haircut's coming back, by the way.
Josh and how he reacts to this story.
Okay.
Here we go.
A man in Flatbush, New York has set the Guinness World Record for owning the largest collection of pizza boxes.
Now this would, wouldn't this be your dorm room in college?
My dorm room. What's that, Josh? Scott Wiener.
I'm like, all right. That's funny.
Has been collecting pizza boxes for 11 years. He has a total of 15,000.
Oh, are these delivery or are they frozen?
All over the globe. He first achieved the record in 2013 and has continued to maintain that title ever since. Wiener said people have sent him boxes from as far away as Antarctica.
They don't have pizza there.
Places in Antarctica. They do.
Well, it's, of course, what? It's frozen.
That's frozen. That's where frozen pizza comes from.
That's right.
No, he stores them.
No, I don't.
No, where?
In his backyard Pizza Hut.
Hey! That's not even a joke. That's not a joke. Ace, is that a joke?
No. Are they are they stacked up on top of each other or are they lined up like dominoes?
No!
Now, that's a joke.
That's, that's barely a joke, but it's better than Pizza Hut.
This is like collecting stamps, but sadder.
Man, oh, man.
He collects pizza boxes.
Is he proud of this record?
What's going to be in his tombstone?
Most of the boxes.
Shut up. It'll say celibate.
Shut up.
There you go. Look
most
at this.
Of the boxes are unused, but he cleans the boxes that have been used. He estimates that only 23 or 24 out of the 15,000 have been used pizza boxes.
How's his wife feel about this? It's not delivery, it's divorce.
Divorce.
That's good. I like
that. He also has a pizza t-shirt collection.
Where does he put all this stuff in Flatbush?
I don't know.
The only picture I have, it looks like it's pretty disorganized.
And he has only a two-bedroom apartment.
By the way, how do they get away with the little cartoon Italian guy?
Caesar?
Or whatever. A lot of the pizza places have a mascot.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
You think it's a bit stereotypical?
Well, I think that's the last cartoon character based on ethnicity.
Hey, I've got a bigger nose and a mustache.
Hey,
that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I have a feeling. I have this sort of sixth sense. You know about this.
Yeah.
I can predict, for example.
This is the third one, right?
The track phone hotline is going to ring in a matter of seconds.
Oh.
And I don't know what. My gosh, he's right.
Amazing.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Well, look,
hey, Donnie, you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. You said six tennis balls that puppy's able to keep in his mouth.
It's hilarious, uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And maybe Angel Skinner's was a lab. Swear to God.
Oh, I thought she was a lap dog.
Could have been the same thing. Well, you guys, hey, speak of the devil, I'm thinking about surprising my mom Phyllis and getting her a dog today.
That's nice.
Well, she needs a companion because she really ain't had one since her bald python Denny escaped.
Oh, man.
Remember, he got loose down at Xanadu's a while back?
Yeah.
She was using him for that Britney tribute.
Sure.
Dennis and Wayne and them would let him out of the cage at night to keep the rats at bay. And it did, too. That thing got fatter than K-Fed, and they looked everywhere. You know, it should have been easy to find because half the time his snake was covered in glitter. But I guess it camoed in. But rumor had it, Denny escaped and got nestled up under the VIP booth, which over time basically killed the Salisbury Steak Bar.
Oh, really?
That's a shame.
Anyways, I thought a dog would be good for her,
sure.
Especially after hearing you guys talk about this one. You know, it'll give her someone to watch Steve Wilkos with.
Oh,
she don't
sure.
miss a show. I really don't care what kind of dog I get. Only thing I care about is not one of them little yappy dogs.
You don't like those?
No, but you know them hairless dogs always yapping, shaking all the time like a tweaker coming off a 6-week bender?
Like a chihuahua.
Yeah. I'm glad you can say it good. I had a friend say I should get a yellow lab.
Yeah.
Because they seem like good dogs, but mm-hmm. that name reminds me too much of being on probation or having to take a drug test anymore.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm most interested in a mutt. They make good pets. They have them down at Humane Society.
Sure.
I'm going down there again today, take another look. I was there a couple days ago. I was looking at a male dog. The guy says he's been fixed. And I was like, well, what's wrong with him? And then he told me that means the dog's been neutered.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Damn, you guys call yourselves humane, but it sounds to me like you're running more of a chop shop.
Swear to God.
So if I get a puppy, half the fun's going to be watching it go out to stud, you know? All I really want's a pet that don't require feeding it live rabbits regular. And he won't choke out my mom's boyfriends when they're sleeping over.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Any man that goes by the name of Shelby probably deserves it. Okay. That bruise, it looked more like a big hickey than a near-death strangulation.
Oh, good.
Although, I admit, it's a bigger bruise than Epstein's had at his autopsy party. So.
Party.
I gotta go.
Oh. I'm glad Donnie's back.
Apparently, his snake strangled Mom Phyllis's boyfriend.
Yeah, Shelby. Yeah.
Well, quite the story. She was probably a nice fella. Was that Christy Lee at the. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. We had more sports.
No, we're not.
We didn't have the official ending.
Wherever you go, whatever you do.
You shouldn't have any more sports stories.
Be a good
sport. What was our last story?
Well, you double check for him. He thinks
it's a pizza box collection.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
Yeah.
Sports.
Well, the guy, pizza box collection, that guy also has the
largest
collection of ants.
I would think so.
Preceded by the male gymnast who went up the record number of stairs using only his head.
All right.
That's a great story.
Preceded by the dog who had six tennis balls.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
and now we're going to put the video of the guy going up the stairs just with his head.
We have it.
People
are
clamoring
already.
For it.
Yeah,
yeah, people can't imagine. Yeah.
Well, look, I think it's important that, you know, his arms, his hands, his legs are
balancing on his head is part of the deal.
And then leaping up and throwing himself
forward. Talk about core strength. Yeah.
You two really are impressed by this. That's all right.
Well, let's see you try it.
Well, I would die immediately. my neck wouldn't be able to take it.
Yeah.
I couldn't even do the handstand.
The gaskets between your vertebrae would explode.
Yes.
Is that what they're called?
Gaskets?
Between your vertebrae is what they're called?
Yeah, that's what they are, Tom.
Okay. Discs, yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry. It's the same concept. We have Christy Lee once again at the Navy Federal Credit Union.
Today, February 6th, National Chopsticks Day.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Not
the song. I think it's the actual.
I have an idea.
Chopsticks. What?
That's what I was singing. That's what I was singing.
No, not at all.
No, not even close.
You.
Yes, Tom, your thoughts.
The guy David Rush that sets all those world records.
Yes.
Maybe we should send him the video of this guy and see if he can do. I bet this is one he couldn't break. Because even if you're a great juggler.
He's a gymnast.
Yeah, you have to be.
You'd have to be
an athlete of some sort.
A normal person can't stand on their head without their hands.
National Frozen Yogurt Day and National Lame Duck Day. If you're keeping track.
Quack.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know what lame ducks mean, but
I know, but political term, but I don't know.
People whose tenure in a position is running out, not just politics. So
why would that be today?
Why'd that be a day?
Why wouldn't they do that at the end of a fiscal year or the end of an actual year? Do a lot of politicians have to leave office mid-Feb?
I have no idea why it's today. I'm just reporting.
Weird.
Oh, by the way, the funniest tweet possibly of all time. Noah Garfinkel, I believe it is, tweeted, "Dong, ding dong. It's James Bond's doorbell."
I like it.
That's good.
I like it.
Dong. Ding dong.
Chick's face right now.
Well, I think what
I feel like I'm watching the Big Bang Theory.
I think
what
Chick is shocked by was the proclamation that's the funniest tweet of all time.
All time.
Yeah.
Just in time for the new James Bond film. Sorry. Okay. Back to you, Christine.
Ding dong.
Residents in a Las Vegas neighborhood are concerned over what appears to be a sex doll brothel in their area. According to its website, Las Vegas Sex Dolls Experience allows customers to pay by the hour to, quote-unquote, interact with sex dolls in a private room and, quote-unquote, try them out before purchasing. Sex Dolls Experience does not appear to be licensed, but operates out of a business called The Studios in a residential neighborhood in a home. I saw this story. In a home that looks like
Any other
home?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
So they have, in a way, a special kind of slot machine.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I like dong. Ding dong.
How do you clean them? Is it like tossing a pizza?
What? Yeah.
Kind of a gravity
thing. Or beating
a
rug.
Oh, they take them out and wash them and sterilize
them?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That is just awful.
Boy.
I know you hate this.
It's good as... not for me.
Everybody,
but
I'm sure they serve a purpose for some.
Do the Purell people make a lube?
I think you have to wear a condom.
Even more.
Great.
Isn't she made of rubber?
I think you do.
Why not just fill a Ziploc bag with rubber cement and do it at home?
Well, you can't look into its fake eyes.
Yeah.
Get a computer and Wow, that is just awful.
Well, if you think that's creepy,
I could never do that, can you?
A sex doll, I could. No, again, it's not for me.
Especially you're in to rent.
Yeah, boy, oh boy,
rent to own.
Yeah, there's no way they couldn't clean it enough. I can barely use a public toilet seat.
Yeah,
this is Crystal.
You have an away game every now and then. You can play an away game.
Yeah, Tom has to. He often shares with us.
No, I shared with you the fact that the launch codes had been released,
God.
And I was at a major mall. Got,
oh yeah, I remember that one.
Waddled to the men's room, and they had the
that is a rough
the cleaning thing. The restroom was closed.
Right. What did you end up doing, by the way?
He scrapped his pants.
is that right?
I actually, you know what I ended up doing?
I don't want to hit
this. I ended up walking to a nearby Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, okay.
That was smart.
Well, I barely made it. if you know the mall,
yeah,
it's a solid 300 yards.
Yep.
A Japanese firm has started holding funerals for unwanted sex dolls for up to $800 a pop.
What?
The services are officiated by a porn star known as Rikito.
Hardly a star if I don't know her.
Then the life-size dolls are destroyed in a machine and disposed of. Hmm. But those who don't want their dearly departed to be shredded can buy the most expensive funeral plan, which allows them to watch as the doll is taken apart piece by piece.
Sick.
Even sicker, yeah.
Even sick. That is, holy boy, hell. That takes a special... type of person.
Yeah, there's a picture of this, and it's don't look. It's disturbing.
Of course, it's disturbing.
One of those sex dolls in a casket, and God, it's by the way, it's an open casket and an open mouth.
Oh boy!
It's really disturbing.
I like to watch her be diddling.
But that's a what a specific perversion that is.
No kidding.
Yeah, like A, you like sex dolls, that's bad enough. And then you want to see a sex doll funeral. Most psychiatrists would probably just say, I'll pass.
Mm-hmm. I can't talk to
give that
person.
To the guy down the hall. My wife's bitching at me.
Tell him
I don't want to deal with that with this guy with a perversion level this serious. Can psychiatrists do that?
What, can they...
Can they say, no thanks, I'm sorry.
I'm sure I think they politely refer you to someone else, usually.
Then they lose that friend.
Well,
I hear Johnson likes the Japanese sex doll psycho funeral guys. Send
you know
him
what?
His way.
There might be people like that.
Are they allowed to just hand some of their patients a rope? Go here.
You go.
Just do it.
No, but
I don't think so, Josh.
Here's a 10-foot ladder and a 6-foot rope.
Yeah, there you go.
I do think they're allowed to make the little circles outside their head.
Oh, they can?
While looking at you while they're talking.
They were slip and go, well, listen to Mr. Cuckoo.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, what you're saying sounds to me like...
So not only are you unpleasant, you're a nutcase.
Well, while we're on the topic...
Nutcase?
Unable to deal with the loss of his beloved wife.
Oh.
A Vietnamese man dug up her remains.
Oh, come on.
Sealed them in a plastic sculpture.
Here we go.
And has been sleeping in the same bed with her for the last 16 years.
Yahtzee!
What are we doing this morning?
Well, this is a weird show.
I know. Mr. Lee Van has confirmed the story that he's still sleeping with his beloved deceased wife.
Lee Van!
Lee Van loves his ex-wife.
Mommy!
Mommy! Mommy!
I interrupted. Lee Van has his mommy.
Authorities cannot do anything to stop him, apparently, despite the opposition of relatives and fellow villagers.
It's pathetic.
He has no plans to let his wife go anytime soon.
She's encased in plaster, and then her face is painted on the...
Yeah. Oh, this is so sad.
It's very sad.
Boy,
of course, she's a lot less talkative at night, but their sex life's about the same.
Oh!
Yikes!
Wow!
That was rough.
Oh.
Boy, oh boy, get this man.
Till death
help.
Do you part.
I don't think you answered Josh's question. What are we doing today?
Okay, well, we had the great story about the dog that can hold 6 tennis balls in his mouth, and you guys didn't want to hear that.
Let me tell you something. I'm not feeling that great to start with. If you talk about the dog one more time, I'm leaving.
Okay. Well, how about the Kirk Douglas thing then?
Yeah.
Well, that's sad and uplifting.
I thought we'd get really sad.
I don't know if it's that sad. Kirk has been wanting this.
Tom and I watch NBC Nightly News. Apart, but together, mm-hmm. every night. And they had that package ready to go, didn't
yeah.
they?
Yeah, it was in black and white. They had that ready to go for you.
Peter Jennings introduced it.
I think he passed away.
That was ABC.
I think I got the first notification like 6 o'clock, 6:15.
It was Huntley and Brinkley that introduced it.
Yeah, and it was on the news, man.
103, yeah. And I think he died by getting hit by a bus.
Yeah. I mean, the
who would have thought?
Yeah.
Could we give this man some respect?
He can die.
Oh, he absolutely is.
That makes you think, doesn't
Spartacus.
It?
Spartacus.
Kirk Douglas passed away Wednesday at the age of 103.
Remember when everybody, all the impressionists, would do this?
Oh, everyone did.
Kirk actor. Douglas.
Because he's such a ham-fisted actor.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
What's up, guys? David Pollock here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.